Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Ignition. And today we're going to hear from non-wing sprint car and midget driver Alex Schriever. We're also going to hear from Jason Rickard from VP Racing Fuels, Mark Langer from the IMCA Old Timers Club, and a little more from Ignition from our friend Andy, right after a few words from our sponsors.
This fall, experience the suspense as heroes clash metal to metal with heartbreak. Get lost in a drama without the predictable ending. No sappy romance, no special effects. Just one adrenaline-filled day where pure speed drives the plot. Coming soon to a track near you. The Hollywood Casino 400 Playoff Elimination Race. Only at Kansas Speedway, October 21st. Tickets at kansasspeedway.com. Rated U for unexpected.
I know you can make it. I guarantee you can make it. Hold it wide open. Full commitment. You got this.
Hey guys, Travis Pastrana here. Nitro Circus is finally turning me loose. I'm throwing my biggest, best, craziest, worst ideas, including brand new ramps, into one insane two-hour show. It's called You Got This. Be sure to come check us out, Minneapolis. I mean, what's the worst that could happen, right?
Coming to Target Center on Wednesday, October 3rd. Tickets on sale now at AXS.com.
International Steel Erectors are the best.
Yeah, I agree. We are the best.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way. Here at your local family-owned International Steel Erectors, we have the grain system that'll work for you.
ISC is your authorized dealer for MFS grain bins.
ISC also carries grain handler dryers made right here in Minnesota.
And if you're looking for a quality steel frame building, my dad also sells and installs Quality Star and Sentinel buildings.
Now, with two locations to serve you even better, see InternationalSteelErectors.com.
ISC is the place to be.
Got an old motorcycle that's taking up space? Time to turn that bike into cash. Motorcycles Wanted. We buy 1970s Japanese bikes and British bikes, running bikes, non-running bikes, dirt bikes, and street bikes. Call today, 612-720-2142. That's 612-720-2142.
Speed the Sauce Man here. Be smart and check the label before you put barbecue sauce in your grocery cart. Make the health-conscious choice and choose Cookies barbecue sauce with 5 distinct flavors. Our sauces are gluten-free with no MSG and no fish allergen. We use corn syrup instead of high-fructose corn syrup. Cookies always enhances your favorite cuts of meat or main dishes. Make sure the Cookies label is sitting on your table. Be smart before you put it in your cart.
Cookies is the one.
And now a word from our title sponsors of the Dirt Show, the Dirt Experts, Ignition.
Farmers, get your soil started with Generate from Ignition. Generate is a patented microbial catalyst that stimulates native microbes to liberate nutrients that drive soil and plant health. Click on our ad on the Dirt Show website for more information on our new customer promotion today.
Generate. Drive efficiencies from the ground up.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on the Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on the Dirt Show, and I am joined by the driver of the number zero non-wing sprint car, Alex Schriever. And Alex, you live in Hartford, South Dakota. That whole area has so much sprint car racing history.
Yeah, you know, it really does. It's really a shame that obviously with Hartford closing a couple of years ago and now the whole Badlands thing. But, you know, to be honest with you, it could be another 5 months and everything could be completely different around here. We could have another two tracks going if things work out the way we all hope they can.
Badlands Motor Speedway, man, I had high hopes for that place. And I'm sure many people in your area did. What is going on there?
I really haven't heard a whole lot. You hear rumblings every now and then. I'm sure you've heard them. Everyone's heard them. I think the auction September 15th. So until until you know later that night or September 16th, we really won't know what's going on. But really looking forward to someone hopefully getting into really good hands and go from there and see what happens.
You work for Sioux Falls Truck and Trailer. What do you do there?
I'm the safety director for all locations. We have 18 stores on 4 states. So that keeps me pretty busy. When I'm not traveling around to the other locations, I'm at the Sioux Falls store primarily, and I help out the sales team get every single truck that's come in and every single truck that leaves the lot. I've probably touched it and got it ready to go for the new customer that's buying it.
Alex, that is a huge job because years ago I drove semi, and you think about the amount of miles those guys put on every single day, and to keep everybody safe out there and make sure all the equipment is up to standards is a major undertaking.
Oh, it is. I mean, the guys in the shop, they really do an incredible job of getting the trucks back on the road, and I'm glad the mechanics have the jobs they do because I think I'd want to do that. I really enjoy the sales side of things. I'll just let them do their job.
Vance and Dylan Peterson were on this show earlier this season. There is a lot of racing history between those two guys.
Yeah, there is. Vance and my dad, Jeff Davis, they were teammates or partners, however you want to call it, for a long time there in the 90s. And they actually got Clint Garner going the first time he ever raced. So those dudes, to be able to see where they brought Clint and to get him on his own and where he's gone from there is really cool. Dylan's done a good job this season and in years past, and as you probably know, he's a former non-wing champion, and then he moved to the wing side of things. I'm not quite sure how to put this. I have a hard time saying, you know, there's a lot of people around the area that say, oh, you know, they started in the non-wings and moved up to the wings. I disagree with that. I don't think you're moving up to a wing class if you started out in the non-wings, but, you know, that's another topic for another day, I suppose. So I think that's really helped Dylan out in the in the wing class. If you can learn how to start your career driving a non-wing, you can about go anywhere from there. So yeah, you know, like you said, the history with Peterson family, geez, I think about every single one of the kids has driven a sprint car at one time or another. You know, obviously having Vance around when we run the midget car for him is really cool. He's got a ton of experience. And he knows what he's doing as far as setup and helping out as a driver, too.
What is the history behind Jeff Davis and a Zero car? Because I think that thing's been around for at least 25 years, if not more.
Yeah, he started, he's been doing this whole sprint car thing probably for a good 50 years now. He was born out in Ohio, and I can't think of all the names that he's helped out, but I know he helped out the Hewitts at one point, and he would travel around the country, go down to Florida and help him out in Ohio and Indiana, and that's where he got his start. And he actually didn't get into a car himself until in his 30s. I think he was 35 before he finally got the chance to race. And, yeah, you know, he won some features out at Huset in Lake County and a couple other tracks around the area. And that's actually how I have my number. You know, obviously he's the car owner, but to me he's dad, and I really enjoy being able to bring on the Zero and keep that in the family as well. So, yeah, and him and my grandpa, you know, before he married my mom, my grandpa Bob Schriever and he were really good friends, and my grandpa helped him out a ton on the sprint car. And so I really enjoy driving the Zero car and at the same time trying to bring my last name and keep it going with what my grandpa did.
How and when did you become involved in racing, and when did you decide to become involved with non-wing sprint car racing?
Sure. As young as I can remember, all I wanted to do my entire life was race NASCAR, which is, I think, what a lot of young kids involved with racing really want to do. The reason I got so involved was because my grandpa's in the Hall of Fame at Huset's as a car owner, and I know at one point my grandma, she was drag racing a couple times, so it's just been in the family. My Uncle Jay used to run out at Saddleback in Renner, South Dakota on motorcycles, him and my Uncle Tom. It's just been in the blood for as long as I can remember, and that's really where it started out. And then I wasn't going to have the chance to race unless my dad got this whole ball rolling, so I'm extremely thankful for my mom and my dad for everything they've done. So yeah, basically that's where it all started, was my grandpa.
The HRA Sprint Car Series has run strictly at Jackson Motorplex this season, and you are running the Clay County Fair tonight. Will that change as you grow your car count, or are they sticking to that plan for 2019?
Right. I sure hope it will, you know, expand. I really like the opportunity to go to new tracks. You know, the National Sprint League bought us out going into the beginning of this season, and those guys have done a good job trying to get this thing to grow. We started out our first night at Jackson with 5 cars, and we've had double digits the rest of the season. So to see it grow from there, that's really nice to see. We got a lot of people that have been traveling from upper Minnesota, and a couple of Rapid City guys have come out. That's really nice to see, but we definitely need a couple more. The local guys that you know are going to be there week in and week out. You can't always depend on the travelers to show up, and we shouldn't expect those guys to have to show up every week. They have their own local stuff that they want to do too, and everyone likes to race close to home. You know, they like to go home to their own bed at night, so I understand that side of things. But I would love the opportunity to get to race at a couple more tracks, and who knows, you know, like we talked about in the beginning, if something were to happen with either Husitz or Hartford opening back up, maybe that would open up some more opportunities for guys to try it out.
Alex, I have to admit, we were there opening night at the Jackson Motorplex this season, and those five non-wing sprint cars put on one of the best features we've seen the entire season.
If I remember right, I ran the bottom all night, and it was just starting to go away at the end of the feature. But yeah, I'd been side-by-side with, I think, Halverson was up there, and Clinton Brown and Brandon Stevenson, and at one point, if we were four wide, it wouldn't surprise me, because I know I saw each and every one of them a couple different times throughout the race. So everyone likes to say you need the car count, and you do. You know, that's what brings the fans. But it goes to show that you can throw a blanket over four cars and make an incredible show out of it. We really pride ourselves on doing that. You have your nights every now and then where it's just going to be a one-lane track, and it's going to be hard to pass. But you're going to have that at every track. I think the crew at Jackson has really done a good job of making the racing surface multiple lanes. And I know the non-wing guys, myself especially, I like when it dries out a little bit where you can go into the corner and know you can throw a slide job without biking the thing. And like I said, they've done a really good job of making that possible for us this year.
Jackson Motorplex has gone through a massive transformation. What is your opinion on the original track, then the shorter track, and now the final version of the track?
As long as we've been racing there, I believe we raced there one time when it was the grandstands right before this huge transformation. I don't remember much about that, to be honest with you, because we were just out there 1 week. But then the next year we came back, and that was still a half mile, but they had completely redone the grandstands. That was really cool. I liked the track how it was, but then they announced that they were going to be changing the track and making it shorter to where it is now. I like it. I like how it is. A lot of people ask, you know, what's your favorite track? Well, it's like, I have a hard time answering that because obviously with dirt tracks, conditions are changing all the time. So one night you might like the track and the next you might not. But I think, you know, as far as facility, they've done an incredible job. They've done everything they need to do for the sport. Now it's just a matter of getting the fans there. And there's been some nights, are they doing all right on fan support or not? It's tough to tell some nights. And there's quite a few nights it doesn't look like it's that good. But you get the nights where the World of Outlaws or the All-Stars are in town, and, you know, they're probably doing a pretty good job getting the fans in the seats for those. But, yeah, it's as far as the facility and what they've done to the track, I love it. And I think what Todd and Doug and everyone over there have done is really outstanding.
I hope I'm not letting a secret out of the bag, but your chassis looks different from the other cars. Why?
Yeah, there's no secret. That is a Wolfweld chassis. I believe it was the very last one that Doug Wolfgang built. If you remember a couple years ago, well, the last year at Houston that Husitz really ran for Badlands, I guess, Robbie Wolfgang ran that 429 car in the 305 class, and that was that chassis. It worked really well, obviously, for them. They won a bunch of races and the championship that year, and we got it, I believe last year was the first year we ran it, and we won the championship last year and this year. So it's been a heck of a car to work with. We unload right off the trailer, and it's ready to go. You just have a base set up on it, and like I said, you make a couple minor tweaks throughout the night, and that thing's set up, ready to go.
Your recent win on the opener, August 31st, of the Jackson 360 Nationals, that had to feel good for you and your whole crew.
Yeah, it really did feel good. We've had a good year. We've gotten, I think, four wins this year, and that really gets your momentum up for the start of a long weekend like that. If you can win the first night of a three-night deal, it just gives you all the confidence in the world that you can go out the next few nights and have good showings. So that was really nice. That was the first of the final three nights for the points, too. When you can go out and do that, that really sets the tone for the rest of your week. And it puts pressure on the other guys, too. We try not to think about the points situation a whole lot during the year. You try to keep your eyes off of it. Every driver takes a look at them, you know, over the course of the season. And so you kind of make your own pressure. And to be able to go out and win on the first of a three-night deal, that takes all the pressure off of you. And, you know, you can just go out there and have fun.
We were there on Sunday night, September 2nd, for the final night. Your car looked like a rocket, but Jeremy Kurzman was able to pass you on the high side. He obviously saw something in the track, or he had a great setup because he was really fast.
Yeah, the bottom worked out really well, especially in the beginning of the race. And we had two or three guys that were all trying to run the middle to the top, it looked like. And whether it just be they couldn't quite hit the line up there correctly or whether they were just slowing each other down, I decided, well, I'm going to go to the bottom and see what happens. And luckily we were able to make the pass, I think, on all three of them in one corner. But every single lap, I could feel the bottom going away a little bit more. But, you know, at that point, you're leading. You don't want to change your line if something's working. And you don't know as a leader if something's working or not. So by the time I actually heard him up there, he had already gotten by me. So as soon as I saw him do that, I jumped up top and just tried to hang with him for a little while. But he had that thing going around the top so good. And we were really set up a little more for the bottom. We did miss the setup a little bit. But either way, you know, the bottom was going away so much. I don't know that even if we would have made our setup work better on the bottom, if that was going to be able to work or not. And Jeremy's a good driver, and he had that thing singing up top there.
How did the idea going to the BC39 at Indianapolis Motor Speedway come about?
Well, that was actually a pretty easy decision, to be honest with you. Vance Peterson owns the two midgets, and I saw it on Facebook, I believe, when they announced they were going to be running that event, and I called my dad and told him about it. I wasn't expecting anything. I was just calling to make a conversation, tell him what they were doing, and he says, well, I'm going to call Vance. We're going to go run that thing. So that's really how all that started.
What was it like when you arrived at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway? I can't imagine the emotions just walking into that place.
You know, it's really cool, but at the same time, we go to win the race, and we're there for one job, and that's to perform the best we can against the best competition in the world, as far as I'm concerned. But you do have to take a second out of your drive under the tunnel when you're going in that place to realize where you're at, what you're doing, and being the inaugural BC39, just having the opportunity to do that. And I mean, there was people all over the place. They wanted autographs, they wanted pictures, and that's all stuff that's going to end up going into the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Hall of Fame. And so when that stuff's going on, it's really cool to see all that. But like I said, you're there for one job, and that's to race. But at the same time, you know, take some time to realize what's going on and the opportunity that's in front of you, and just thinking of all the legendary drivers that have gone into that place before me. And that's something that I take pride in, and being able to say that we went there and we competed as hard as we could. And sometimes the results don't quite go your way, but if you know you went there and gave it 110% at the most famous racetrack in the world, that's something you can really hang your hat on.
I heard 118 of the best midget drivers in the country were checked in for qualifying, and there was only 26 spots in the starting field available.
Yes, there was. So the first day on Wednesday, it was hot laps and heat races, and that's all you had. And when you have something like that, you need to get to the front right now in your in your heat race, because the next night you're not going to have a shot if you're way down in the alphabet to get up there and race with those boys.
We had a pretty good heat race.
I think we could have done better. We started eighth, and I know we were up to fifth at one point and just about ready to pass for fourth, and a caution came out, and, you know, they had to go back to the last completed lap, so we ended up having to line up back in sixth on the restart, and it is what it is at that point. You just got to try to get those spots back, but we did end up sixth in the heat race. The next day, on Thursday, it was qualifying races and then your E, D, C, B, and A features. I think we ended up seventh in our qualifier, but there had been so much rain during the day on Thursday, and it took so long to get the track ready to go again, that they had to cancel all of the features except the A main. So that kind of stunk. But, you know, it is what it is. That's the weather. No one can change that. We still went and had a great time. And like you said, yeah, 118. I think the final count was 110. There was a couple guys that didn't show up that had entered. But still, you know, that's 110 drivers, and you got drivers from NASCAR, and there was an IndyCar driver there, and obviously the National Midget Series, and sprint cars all across the country. So it was really, really a cool deal.
The IMS track for the BC39 looked like it was built right in Turn 3, where they have the concerts during the Indy 500.
Yep, it was, right on the inside of Turn 3. I tell you what, that was a really cool little track. I'm not positive on what the actual specifications of the track was, but it was just a little bit smaller than the Chili Bowl. Obviously, the different, you know, different straightaways, different corners. And it was a real tight corners on the thing, but it was really a fun track. And I think they did a heck of a job. You know, Wednesday night, it was a little ruddy, but that's to be expected when it's the very first time anyone's ever been on the track, you know, once they got it built. And they put that thing up pretty darn quickly, too. And I think in the amount of time they got it up and got the racing on it, I think they did a heck of a job.
What are your plans for the rest of the season after tonight's race at the Clay County Fair?
We have a two-night show in Jackson to end our season. I'm not sure if we're going to do any more midget racing for the year, but we will have to see what cards are played.
So you're going to be out there on the 21st and 22nd at Jackson?
Yep, we will be there.
Alex, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show, and good luck the remainder of 2018, and we will see you back out in 2019.
Sounds good. Thanks for the opportunity.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric. In Owatonna, licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
When you have an accident, you want someone with experience to fix your vehicle.
Bob from Midwest Collision in Faribault has spent his entire adult life servicing and repairing damaged vehicles. Midwest Collision takes care of everything from dealing with the insurance claims, providing you with a quality loaner vehicle, and repairing your damaged vehicle to meet or exceed your expectations. He's helped me, and I know he can help you too. Contact Bob at Midwest Collision in Faribault at 332-2434. Your experienced, worry-free, hassle-free body shop.
Napa Know How.
Why should you pick up two cans of CRC Brake Clean for $6? Because you know the right way to install new brakes starts with using the right product to clean the calipers and rotors. Plus, a portion of your purchase goes to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund, which makes it, like, doubly right. That's CRC Brake Clean. Two cans for $6. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 9/30/18.
Powerlift Hydraulic Doors offer state-of-the-art hanger access. Powerlift owners everywhere love our quality door design backed by local manufacturing, installation, and support. Powerlift's minimal headroom requirement lowers building height, thereby reducing construction and climate control costs. You'll enjoy zero headroom loss when we retrofit your older hanger with a new Powerlift door. We can often increase door opening heights when replacing bifold, fabric, and overhead doors. You may own a plane, jet, or helicopter. The hanger door you need may be small, medium, or large. Whatever the case, there is a power lift door design perfectly suited to your application. Contact us today at 507-374-9306.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs, from chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
How bad do you want to win? Hi, this is Tyler Walker from Walker Performance Filtration. When I buckle my belts and put my helmet on, I have one goal in mind: winning. Walker Performance Filtration Systems allow more air and less contaminants, keeping your motors clean and creating more usable power. Drivers like Sammy Swindell, Brian Clausen, and Aaron Rutzel can't afford to make the wrong choice. That's why they choose us. Walker Performance Filtration has systems for 410, 360, and 305 sprint cars, midgets, stock cars, modifieds, outlaw cars, go-karts, and even custom filters. Visit www.walkerperformancefiltration.com or give us a call at 818-252-7788.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment brought to you by VP Racing Fuels, and I am joined by Jason Rickard. And Jason, the first topic I want to discuss is the amount of racing series around the country and around the world that are adopting VP Racing Fuel as their fuel of choice. I get Dirt Modified, Dirt Late Model, and Flat Out magazine every month, and it seems like every month there is an article about a new series that's bringing VP Racing Fuels on board.
You know, it's funny, when we started in 1974, his main focus was the NHRA, and that's where he took his 5-gallon buckets of what became C12 and would go pit to pit, all the pro stock. stock racers and say, look, I have this better product than Avgas or the Sunoco 260, I think is what it was at the time. And that's kind of where, you know, we began. So we had a long time relationship with NHRA. A lot of the racers still use that. And then we have branched out over the last 40 years. And like you said, in multiple racing series, we've got the Rolex IMSA series, the World Challenge, Rally World Challenge road race. And then, of course, the World Racing Group or the Spec Fuel for some of the classes out in the East Coast under Dirt Car Northeast. And then, of course, we do World of Outlaws late models. This year, we've brought back on with USAC. So next year, it looks like we're going to be the Spec Fuel for the Silver Crown Series. And then on the two-wheel market, we've been with AMA Motocross for, I've been here almost 20 years. As long as I know, we've always had the championship-winning bikes, AMA Supercross and Motocross. So we've definitely got our hands in a lot of stuff. Karting, like you said, every month it looks like someone is jumping on board. And, you know, we attribute a lot of that to our longevity in the sport and, you know, our name, but also our quality, our service, and also our diversification now, because we've done a lot in the last 6 or 7 years in branching out into more than just racing fuel. We have a complete consumer product line of additives, which we call our additives. We're into the racing lubricants now. We brand gas stations, so you could be driving down the highway and see a VP canopy. Series like to be with us because of the fact that there's so much more versatility.
You have also assembled a great team at VP Racing Fuels. James Forrest is a class act, and I met Freddie Terza for the first time at the Knoxville Nationals. Your staff attends events around the country and throughout the world, wherever there is racing, talking about racing and answering their questions on your products.
That is something that we developed probably 15 years ago or so. A few of us in the sales department really said, you know, we're all gearheads. I mean, I'm a drag racer myself, and Freddie Terza, I'm sure he told you his credentials. You know, he worked with Lamani Racing and RCR before he came to VP. Bruce Hendel, actually my boss, the vice president, he's a long time into the two-wheel market. My newest salesman, Ron Wick, out of Illinois, he's been a late model and dirt modified racer for the last 30 years. So not only are we salesmen, but we're also just heavily involved in what we do. We love it. We're gearheads. The best thing is we can identify with the racers and the engine builders and not only just talk the talk, we're also heavily ingrained.
Over the past 11 years of the Dirt Show, I have had more guys tell me, man, if my motor wouldn't have stumbled on a restart, I might have won that one. Many times it has nothing to do with their engine or their carburetor. It's the fuel they choose to use.
Definitely, depending on temperature. You know, one thing last year when I was doing a tech seminar in Minnesota, I went and visited a race shop. Something that we found out in some of the asphalt ARCA cars is the way that they've closed off their noses now for aerodynamics, but it doesn't let enough air in to cool the engine compartment. And so what I found out is that some of the fuel lines, if they didn't have a bypass regulator going back to the tank, it would heat up too much in the engine compartment and it would vapor lock the fuel. So knowing that, it allowed us to suggest different products and different fuels. A lot of people think are overkill, but we have a fuel that has a lower vapor pressure that we know is going to work better in one of these closed nose asphalt cars. Then we're going to suggest that instead of being like some of our other companies that might only have 5 or 6 type of fuel and you just have to use the closest one to your application.
The small engine premix fuel and the easy to use and pour 5-gallon cans or 15-gallon drums of racing fuel really eliminates the chance of human error, because the last thing that you want in a racing or an emergency response situation is to pour the wrong fuel into the equipment.
When we came out with our small engine fuel, I think it's been going on almost 8 years now, 9 years maybe. Everybody gets a chainsaw or a piece of equipment that's a two-stroke engine. You have to buy your own little bottle of oil and mix in your fuel and whatnot. And we really were having a lot of struggles with the ethanol-based products, gumming up carburetors, especially if they sat for a long period of time. It could really affect the lines and the bowls and the gaskets and whatnot. So, you know, we've got a non-ethanol product that we said, hey, we can make it in a 40-to-1 mixture, 50-to-1 mixture. And like you said, there's no question. Once you pour that into your saw or your blower or your any two-stroke application, that you had the perfect amount of lubricity and the best burn. And also, it acts as a storage fuel where it can sit for years, and you're not going to have issues with the seals breaking down or the rubber lines gelling or anything like that.
You mentioned the filling stations that are fueled by VP. These stations are popping up all over. How do you find one of these in your area?
If you go to the website, there's a directory on our website on vpracingfuels.com, and it will show you where your nearest VP station is. There's also fuel finders on there for the racing side. Like you said, they're popping up left and right. We've already got almost 200 stations on the ground, and there are many more in the works. From inception to the opening the doors takes sometimes about 3 to 6 months, depending if it's a ground-up build or whatnot. But, yeah, you can just go on our website, and there's a finder on there.
You also mentioned the wide variety of VP Racing Fuel products. You seem to offer something for every type of racer. Lane choice traction control for the drag racers, stay wet for dirt tracks, fuel accessories like jugs and funnels, and you even have a fuel for the RC racer.
Yeah, like you said, we have branched out into about anything that has a fuel need. Like you said, you know, we do the RC side, which is something that I'm not super familiar with, other than the fact that myself, not knowing this, there are differences between RC car fuel, RC plane fuel, RC helicopter fuel. It's all different, and there's different percentages in there for power and lubricity. So if you have something that needs fuel, we can help you out, because we've got something for everyone.
VP Racing Fuels will again be involved with the Gateway Nationals at the end of November. What a great event this has already become.
It's a lot of fun. We enjoy working with Cody Summer and his team. It's such a neat event because everyone's just finished up racing, and it's so funny that it's only 2 months away, but it's like everyone's been off for a year, and the excitement that's, you know, guys are getting to race in the wintertime, and it's exciting racing. It's a small track. There's a lot of beating and banging, but, you know, a lot of respect. The excitement of the Gateway Dirt Nationals was, like I said, the respect of the guys, the racers, knowing that they're in such a small track, and they were going three wide, beating and banging, but, you know, there was really no dirty driving or anything. I mean, it was just such a cool atmosphere. Like I said, the whole center section of the dome, that middle level is what they rent out for spectators. So you got 15,000 people on their feet and cheering. And I mean, like I said, it was loud. It's just such a cool race for that time of year. We just went and worked at the Dirt Million with Cody and his team on Mansfield, Ohio. And again, a really cool show, good racing. To me, I definitely like the indoor race a little bit more. That's my personal thing. But, I mean, the 80 cars that showed up to the Dirt Million, all good quality cars, top-name drivers, and just a great show. But, you know, sitting there talking to some of the other promoters and racers, I think it'd be really cool to do some sort of like a small winter series like what Cody and them do with the Gateway Dirt Nationals, and maybe do like 3 or 4 in the wintertime at different venues. I think it'd be really cool.
Jason, how can they find out more about VP Racing Fuels or find a dealer in their area?
Just go onto our website, vpracingfuels.com. If you can't find a dealer close to you on the locator, there are the main email addresses and phone numbers to our corporate offices in the United States, along with a couple of our franchises. Give us a call and we'll direct you to your nearest guy.
Jason, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on The Dirt Show. No matter who I talk to from VP Racing Fuels, you can just tell how passionate you guys are about what you do, and it's great to talk to any of you.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks for having me on. And again, like I said, James speaks very highly of you and the show, and we enjoy being involved. And again, you know, anything for me in Minnesota, I'm all there. You know, got all the folks up there supporting us, and we just appreciate everything y'all do for us and all the advertising and anything we can ever do for you guys. Let us know.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact, Arrow Racing Wheels can be seen on the dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact, Arrow Racing Wheels has become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact, the Arrow 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy, NASCAR, Xfinity, and Camping World Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see arrowracingwheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365.
Hey, Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad installed, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, or even a driveway or parking lot road graded, please let us know at Wolf & Sons. We have dump trucks, excavators, a backhoe, bulldozer, and road grader to help you with your large or small projects around your house, farm, or business. Call Wolf & Sons today at 455-3524.
The big boys with the big toys!
Speaking of big toys, the boys at Dale Enterprises have added an excavator-mounted forestry mulcher to their lineup. This unit will turn your trees, brush, or shrubs on your terraces and waterways into dust. Drainage ditch dredging, site prep, building site demo, complete septic system service, pumping and field drainage. Dale Enterprises, with four generations of experience, are the boys with all the toys. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Call Dale Enterprises today at 685-2148.
Rhino Ag equipment is used in agricultural, commercial, or industrial mowing applications, landscape preparation, roadside maintenance, and many other farm and ranch applications. For a dealer near you, visit rhinoag.com.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Mark Langer from the IMCA Old Timers Club and Mark Jackson Motorplex Vintage Invitational. We were there last year, and what a great night to get up close and see these old vintage cars go around the track, and those guys really get on them.
Yeah, they're not afraid to step on the pedal. Last year we had 25 cars from 5 states. And it looks like we might have 30 to 35 cars this year. So hopefully it'll be a good show. And the pits open at 3 p.m., so you can get there early and get a pit pass and come down and look at the cars and talk with the drivers and the owners.
This is a two-day show, September 21st and 22nd. Get out there early, get a pit pass, and come down in the pits. They can meet these drivers, get to see these cars up close, and they are really cool because you guys are really preserving racing history, and there is a big story with this car number 59 out of South Dakota.
Yeah, and, you know, that's our goal, is to preserve the history of racing because the young people aren't into it like when I was a kid, I was into it. And the only way to preserve this history is to keep these cars and keep racing them. Orv Netafee's car out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Orv brought that car up to a car show at Thermo King in Bloomington, and then he left it in our hands, and we had it on display at the Dakota County Fair. We just met Orv halfway between here and Sioux Falls with the car. He's putting a new fuel pump in it, and he's going to find somebody that's a little bit younger than 90 to drive it this year. Because last year Orv ran it, and Orv's 90, and he said, I'm just a little too old to go too fast in that car.
Mark, you just became the owner of a very cool vintage car with a lot of regional history. Are you going to be running that one?
If I can get the brakes working in it. It has no brakes right now, and I've been working to try and get the brakes all rebuilt. If I get all the brakes done in time, yes, I will be there running it. If I can't get the brakes all done, then no, I won't be running it. But I might bring it down and put it on display.
Mark, brakes are a good thing.
Yes, they are. You know, a lot of guys say, well, you don't need brakes, but yeah, you do.
If people would like to find out more about the Vintage Invitational, September 21st and 22nd, or find out more about the IMCA Old Timers and preserving racing history in our region, what's the best way to do that, Mark?
You can email us, or you can email me directly. Go to the IMC Old Timer webpage, You just Google IMC Old Timers. It'll show our webpage that has a lot of information on it. Or you can email me at mark3157@hotmail.com.
Mark, thank you for everything you do and all of the club members do to preserve racing history. It is really a cool thing, and can't wait to see you out at the Jackson Motorplex on September 21st and 22nd for the Vintage Invitational.
Thank you very much.
Fast Shafts owner Pat Fagan is a racer himself who has been testing and building drive shafts for himself and teams all over the nation since 1992. Fast Shaft drive shafts are the number one choice for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more. Call Fast Shafts today. Made by racers. Four racers, 800-622-6617.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers car care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers Car Care Products distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
Race fans, the biggest secret at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum isn't really a secret at all. Every race night in Knoxville, race fans can purchase tickets to sit on the museum's second floor in climate-controlled comfort. So whether it's hot outside or cold and windy, it's always just right on the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum's second floor, right on top of the museum. All you have to do is call in advance or come into the museum on Saturday afternoon to purchase second-floor tickets to watch the sprint car races from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in climate-controlled comfort. And yes, there are still a number of four-day Knoxville Nationals second floor tickets available for this year's 58th annual 5-hour Energy Knoxville Nationals, but those won't last long. So the next time you're in Knoxville on race day and would like to watch the sprint car races from climate-controlled comfort, stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum and check out our second floor seating. You'll be glad you did, and we'll see you in Knoxville.
This is Mark at Craige Ford, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie. If you're on the market for a different car truck, please stop in and give us a try. We keep a nice selection of new Fords and used cars and trucks of all makes and models. So stop in and give us a shot. You won't be disappointed. And call for all your service needs. Doug will take great care of your auto. Give him a call today. That's at Craige Ford Highway 218, Blooming Prairie, your service-minded dealer.
Extreme powder coating.
Have you ever wondered what to do with that worn-out patio furniture or railing? How about your trailers, brush guards, even your rims? Have Extreme Powder Coating sandblast your items to perfection and apply the most durable metal finishing in the industry. Custom powder coating colors are available. Looks like paint, acts like armor.
Extreme Powder Coating.
Cabela's and Duradoc are synonymous with the great outdoors. Now these two businesses have teamed up to show you the best in dock technology. Duradoc from the City of Lakes, Clear Lake, Iowa, now has product displays inside the Cabela's store, located just north of Owatonna on I-35. Stop by and see what a modern, high-quality, long-lasting dock from Duradoc looks like up close. Because let's face it, when you're at the lake, you have many more important things to think about than dock maintenance. See the outdoor dream team, Duradoc and Cabela's in Owatonna, and the new dock displays. See Duradoc.us.
Welcome back to our sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Andy from Agnition. And Andy, I've been hearing a lot of farmers driving around their local neighborhoods and checking out their neighbors' fields to see how they compare to their own. When do you start making a decision? What is he doing that I need to be doing for next season?
Yeah, isn't that the truth? You know, farmers maybe like to look at their neighbors for performance as much as race car drivers. So the things that are really get interesting is it's pretty apparent what the big things are that the neighbor are doing different, whether it's tillage practices, seed types, length of hybrids that they're planting, but a lot of times it's the little things that can really make the difference of edging your performance higher while staying efficient. And so a lot of those decisions are being made this time of year of what choices did I make last year that really paid off? How do I drive more efficiency in my choices for next year so I get more from less? And those are the kinds of things that certainly this time of year, as we're starting to get the combines ready and thinking about harvest, are being evaluated, is what's really paying me back from a performance standpoint.
And you know as well as I do, we were getting calls on the Linder Farm Network this spring. Somebody said, hey, I just wanted to let everybody know I'm done planting, especially my neighbor Jim, who I know is tuned in and listening. They know when their neighbors are out there planting, and if they planted the absolute same day and now they're looking at a field by field comparison and the neighbor's crops are looking much healthier or much further along, what was the difference?
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly things like that. I know a couple folks out in the neighborhood where I grew up, we had one guy who could really grow corn on corn, and no one quite knew how he did it, but his corn always looked fantastic. And those are the kind of things that everyone's looking to figure out of how do we continue to get better at our craft and how do we find ways to make a difference in that crop every year, and so that from year to year, every farmer gets better, and that's always the goal.
And that's where working with Agnition really comes into play.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And what we're doing, too, is we're working within the soil. So how do we turn your soil on to be more responsive to your crop? And that's an area we put a lot of time and energy into the hybrids we select in our fertilization plans. But how do we try to impact that soil and how it interacts with your plants? Because ultimately, they are your plant's pantry and medicine cabinet, and everything we can do to optimize the microbial life empowers your plants to be successful.
If they would like to find out more about Agnition and the products that you provide, what's the best way to do that, Andy?
Sure. Check us out at agnition.com. There's a contact us section or to learn more, or go out to the Dirk Show page and click on the Agnition title sponsor, and you'll be able to get some content on our company as well.
Andy, thanks for being with us, and hopefully this beautiful drying weather stays with us for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Clayne.
Since 1972, we the Miskin family have been providing this region with used parts for all years of vehicles and recycling services. Miskin Auto Parts recycles smashed, rusty, worn-out cars, trucks, and ag equipment. We provide a U-Pull lot Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays here at our Ellendale location. And we stock thousands of parts, or we'll pull them for you for pickup. We have exciting new news. We bought a second salvage yard with vintage cars and trucks from the 30s to the 70s. This lot is located just north of Gordonsville or just south of Glenville, Minnesota. To contact Miskin Auto Parts, call 507-684-2100. Or if you want to get a hold of the second salvage yard with all the vintage and antique parts, call 507-383-1802 and Steve will be glad to help you out. Or you can see us at Miskin.com.
It's time for back to school. Hi, this is Kevin from the Owatonna Auto Clinic. Let our experienced mechanics give your son or daughter's vehicle a bumper-to-bumper inspection. The Owatonna Auto Clinic will diagnose any potential issues that'll have your phone ringing for help at the worst possible time. Plus a peace of mind, safety features, check of tires, wipers, and lights, and get your kids back out on the road with confidence. Stop by the Owatonna Auto Clinic today at 902 Hoffman Drive or give us a call at 451-1950.
You're coming out of turn four and heading to the checker flag. You can feel your engine pulling for all it's worth. Is it worthy of winning a championship? Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service in Rochester. We spent decades building racing engines for some of the biggest names in Minnesota racing history, including Jason Cummins' national championship winning engine in 2017. If you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood, then call us at Byers Engine Service in Rochester today at 507-282-5586. The rest of the car is up to you. We'll take care of the horsepower.
This is your old friend Speed the Sauce Man. Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
KRA Speedway in Wilmer was racing last Thursday night, September 6th, in the A-Modified feature. Don Eichens over Shane Sabraski and Danny Bayer. In the B-Modified A-Main, Brandon Merworth over Tim Canton and Josh Regatz. In the Mod 4s, Tyler Larson over Dean Larson and Tim Johnson. In the Pure Stocks, Joe Martin over Bruce Labs and Austin Bauman. In the Sport Compacts, Justin Skalitsky over Matthew Dittman and Adam Vanderstein. In the Street Stocks, Jeff Krause over Justin Vogel and Kyle Dykoff. And in the 20-lap Superstock A-Main, Dave Moss over Sean Fernks and Gary Hussman. Last Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the 7th annual Dahl Auto Plaza Modified Nationals were going on at Mississippi Thunder Speedway. Opening night, Thursday night, 30-lap Modified A-Main, R.C. Whitwell takes home the $2,000 Night 1 victory. In the B-Modifieds, it was Chris Jackson, and in the USRA Hobby Stock Division, Travis Krause. Friday night, September 7th, it was the Reaper Ryan Gustin taking the A-Mod checkered flag, with Chris Jackson winning the B-Mods, Steve Dwyer winning the USRA Hobby Stock Division, and Joe Provencino in the 600 Mods. And Saturday night, September 8th, night 3 of the 7th Annual Modified Nationals, Ryan Gustin, the Reaper, taking home $8,000 in the A-Mod feature win. Troy Bear takes home the B-Mod crown. Travis Krause in the USRA Hobby Stock Division. And Kyle Jumbeck bringing it home in the 600 Mini-Mods. Chateau Speedway was racing last Friday night, September 7th, in the 25-lap A-Modified A-Main. Kevin Stoa over Jason Cummins and Darwin Carew. In the B-Modifieds, Michael Witaski over Cole Anderson and Christopher Denno. In the Hornets, Terry Blowers over Brian Adams and Ryan Tim. In the Pier Stock feature, Jesse Stahl over Chris Hovtek and Jack Moss. In the 18-lap Street Stock A-Main, Danny Richards over Jason Newkirk and Noah Grinstead. In the Super Stocks, Brandon Duhlman over Dan Severson and Dustin Nelson. And in the USRA B-Mods, Matthew Brooks over Scott Demmer and Keith Torval. Friday night, September 7th, the World of Outlaws were at Silver Dollar Speedway in California. Brad Sweet, the Big Cat, taking home the checkered flag over Tim Kading and Bud Kading. The IRA Wing 410 Sprint Car Series were at Superior, Wisconsin, with Kerry Madsen taking the victory over Skylar Gee and Terry McCarl. Saturday night, September 8th, the World of Outlaw Sprint Car Series were back at Silver Dollar Speedway in California for Night 2 of the Gold Cup, the 40-lap A-Main, won by Rico Abreu over Tim Kading and Corey Eliason. The IRA Sprint Car Series was at Cedar Lake Speedway in Wisconsin for the Jerry Richards Memorial, Brooke Tantnell taking the checkered flag over Kerry Madsen and Terry McCarl. The Upper Midwest Sprint Car Series was also at the Jerry Richards Memorial in the 360 Wing Cars, Billy Balog over John Agan and Chris Graft. And in the UMSS non-wing sprint car feature at the Jerry Richards Memorial, Brian Roach over Terry Hansen and Johnny Parsons III. Granite City Speedway was racing on Sunday, September 9th in the 15-lap A-Mod feature. JT Johnson over Eric Martini and Shane Sabraski in the B-Modified A-Main. Dexton Cook over Brandon Merworth and Zach Benson in the Mod 4s. It was Dustin Holquist over Tyler Larson and Dwight Gillard. In the Economy Late Models, Ben Wolden over Eric Martini and Chris Wilkie. In the Street Stocks, it was Kyle Dykoff over Ryan Sader and Russell Kostreba. And in the 20-lap Super Stock A-Main, Dave Moss over Shane Sabraski and Devin Fauquette.
If your classic isn't so classic, bring it into Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We can fix the upholstery, the carpet, replace a sagging headliner, make your old car look new again, make your seats comfortable again. Whether it's a classic car, work truck, boat, or anything else that moves, we can fix the upholstery and make your ride like new. And we work on convertibles. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Lou Fager's Racing in Delano, Minnesota is this area's authorized Rocket and Shaw Chassis Repair Shop, offering a full-service online store at fagersracing.com. Log on and join our email for updated newsletters and check out the LFRE Superstock, Modified, and Late Model Chassis, including all the IMCA and Wasota parts you need. Lou Fager's Racing has decades of experience in making fast drivers even faster. See them online at fagersracing.com. www.thedirttrackfamily.com or give them a call at 800-328-3618 and they'll get the parts you need. Compliments of Lightning Lou.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.